Last week here on Boise State Public Radio, we introduced you to Jesse Roberts, CEO and founder of Cheeky's Boutique, a new Plymouth-based company that is now ranked 356th on Inc. magazine's annual list of the 5,000 fastest-growing private firms. Cheeky's started out as a retail shop in downtown New Plymouth. The clothing line is marketed to middle-class women who live or admire a country lifestyle. But this company didn't happen by chance, and the story of the woman behind this, it's pretty incredible. Jesse Roberts is joining me live in studio today to talk about how she literally went from rags to riches, from a single mom to running a multi-million dollar company. And she has a soon to be released new book, More Than a Small Town Girl. Welcome to the program, Jesse.
Awesome. Thank you.
I am excited to be talking to you. I have gotten a chance to skim your book, an advanced copy. You grew up in Texas, a fairly tough childhood. Ended up as a single mom,
yeah.
Then met your husband, and you guys end up in Idaho because your husband, Justin, is from Idaho.
He is. He grew up in Homedale.
So you get to New Plymouth, and you get the chance to be a full-time mom, but Justin has to go back to work, opens a company, the recession hits.
Yes.
Then tell
me what
happens.
I feel like you're like, dot, dot, dot.
I am, and then dot, dot, dot.
It's like a dun, 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 dun. But it's like dot, dot, dot.
I know. I've got 10 minutes, so I have to do like, you know, I have to do like the abbreviated version.
Well, I feel like it's only fair to cover just a couple little
Absolutely.
Things. You know, when you say a fairly rough childhood, I think that's really an understatement. And I have learned through this whole book process that there is so much that can't actually go in a book.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, people who are abusive are actually protected more than the people that are abused. So I think that should be stated because I can't put that in writing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I actually lived in Idaho starting in 2000. I was recruited by Saturn, which was an awesome
right,
car
because
company.
You sold cars.
I did. I was a car salesman. And I moved up here, and I really had never seen a place that was so beautiful. I'd never seen so many trees and flowers. I lived in West Texas, so it was like, wow, it's so green, and they're not Amish on, like, I, growing up in the South, I confused Ohio and Idaho, like,
everybody
it was a mess.
Does. You know, everybody like, does.
So I did actually, I have lived in the Treasure Valley, except for a little hiatus, mm-hmm. Since 2000.
So when you're, so I believe it was what, 2007, your husband opens a business, but
we with, did.
But the recession happened.
It did. And it was a great business.
Yeah.
And I don't want to blame the recession. You know, like I think that we were young entrepreneurs and we were just trying to figure out how to like do something really mm-hmm. awesome. And it sucked.
Right,
we lost
right?
it. You
know,
like,
yeah.
But I think that happens to a lot of people.
And
you know?
So then you know, you get this idea for Cheeky's Boutique because
right.
you've got 6 mouths to feed. You've got 4 kids.
We do.
And you can't even get a loan in
no.
New Plymouth to open this
We
small
did
retail store.
Like one final job over in Eastern Idaho, use that money to like kind of a seed money for us to start our little retail store. And really, I looked at New Plymouth. I was a new resident there. I'd lived there less than 6 months. I didn't know anyone from there because I had always lived in Eagle or Boise.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, we really need something fun or something for women, and we needed a laundromat, but I was like, yeah, I'm out on that.
So,
but
rather,
they are
rather
building
so
a laundromat in New Plymouth now, like, you know,
it just took a couple
later.
Of years, right?
And so I opened up this little tiny place. It went up for lease, and I was like, it has a really big window, like, let's do this. And we very quickly realized how little money $7,000 was, and I mean, we stole the paint from our barn to paint the trim. Like, I mean, it was, we were definitely doing some hustling to like make it even look full.
I'm speaking with Jesse Roberts. She is CEO and founder of Cheeky's Boutique, talking about her really incredible story. And so, Jesse, then you realize, though, that, okay, we kind of have to branch out of New
yeah.
Plymouth to be profitable.
Well, I'm just not very good, I think, sometimes at keeping my mouth shut. So I, you know, I have a tendency to just say whatever mm-hmm. is being said, which is kind of like the name even itself. And so I realized, like, okay, you're not going to fit into every clique and club and church in this town. Like, you're going to have to branch out and find other places. So we started doing rodeos, and we started getting on Facebook, and we started shipping, and it just kind of, like, spiderwebbed out, you know, and now our brand is sold in 3,500 retailers across the world. We have a really large following in Australia as well as the United States. And
but I think you're underselling this, because I say that
3,500 is a lot.
3,500 is a lot, but you are underselling it because your company has grown by more than 1,400% in the past three years.
Right.
In 2017, your company's revenue surpassed $4 million.
And that's actually one portion of our business.
Yeah.
Because the way that that is calculated isn't allowed. Like, you can't do your wholesale, your retail. Like, it's, you pick one. Mm-hmm. So that's actually only a portion of our business. So we wholesale and retail. And I very quickly found that I wanted to be different than everybody else. I didn't want to look like the booth next to me. And I also didn't want to sell things that were designed overseas, because they didn't actually understand that horses have manes and all have, you know, they have four legs,
right,
and a horse and a zebra and a giraffe
are not
all
the same.
Different animals.
They're different.
You know, so I just worked to be authentic, and that really resonated with the, you know, rural lifestyle. And so I think it just exploded because they could identify with us.
Did you have any idea it would explode to the level that it did? I mean, did you have a...
Do you want me to be honest?
I do. I want you to be honest.
I really have, my whole life, I felt like I had, like, something great to be able to offer. I just needed to figure out what it was. And I really want to make sure that, like, other people who watch us and are inspired by us know that it isn't just me that is great. It's the employees that work for mm-hmm. us. It's the people that support us and buy from us. It's the little mom and pops that sell our goods. Like, that's what's really great.
And I think, you know, one of the things that touched me in the beginning of your book, which is going to be released soon, is that you said this book is for single moms working 60 hours a week selling cars or slinging trays so that their kids can have a better life. And you say, I've been there. I know how it is.
Yeah. I think that it's, you know, when I was approached with this book deal, it was, first of all, writing a book is nothing like what you think, okay? But they were like, we have this great ghostwriter. He will write it. And I was like, that's weird to have a dude write a book in a woman's voice. But oh my gosh,
but he, like,
Brett's like
to...
an angel. He's like awesome. And yes, he did. He came to Idaho from Atlanta. And he really did capture it. And I told my publisher, which is awesome as well, I told him, I said, he has to be on the book. And they were like, well, we don't do that. And I was like, but I don't do that. Like, I can't allow women to think that I can run a multi-million dollar business, have four kids.
And write a book on the
side. Employ all these people and write this amazing book with no help. It's just not possible. Like, it's not fair that they feel like that's something they have to live up to. That comparison really is the thief of their joy. And I just can't allow it. So he's on the book.
I think that's great, though.
And
then you now, don't you now own some more buildings in New Plymouth?
We do. We actually purchased the original Cheeky's and the two buildings next to it. And we lease from one of the oldest resident families in New Plymouth three other locations. We put an offer in yesterday on the next building, and the buildings behind us are up for auction. So we're working to try to revitalize at some point in the next, you know, 3 to 5 years, our little downtown. We know we can't do it overnight, but we're going to do what we can.
Can you?
We're
get
an iceberg.
I was
we're moving
say,
slow.
I mean, you're six miles off the freeway, but there's things to be had there.
Hey, if people go to Magnolia Farms in Waco, Texas,
why can't they come to Cheeky's for New Plymouth?
Yeah,
right?
I'm a good cook.
Can you get a loan yet?
No. Nope. I was telling you before, like, it's just crazy to me when I see these big buildings go up around me for things. And I'm just like, exactly how many mom and pops do I have to be in? Like, how many customers, how many sales?
Hey, how many more millions
of
dollars do you have to make to get a loan, right?
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah.
So,
well,
it is what it is.
It is. I have to let you go. I love talking to you today. Jesse Roberts, CEO and founder of New Plymouth-based Cheeky's Boutique. Her new book is coming out later this year, More Than a Small Town Girl. I would highly recommend that you read it. It's a good read.
Awesome. Thank you.